Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
If you get a chance to go to Israel,
yes,
to tour Israel, there's nothing else like being in the land of the Bible. I know that I had a chance to go there and minister there, but also live amongst the people, stayed in the kibbutz for a while, and see some of the sights and just, you know, soak in the things of, I mean, I didn't walk around like someone was going to take my backpack or nothing, but that's what.
Hey, it was dangerous times. It was dangerous times.
But Pat and I went, and everything was going good until we came back to the airport. We don't have time to talk about that. But Pat got nervous. They searched him behind the camera, and he's never been the same. But think about, you know, Scott Volk, and every year they take a tour to Israel, and here, this is going to end with you being able to look up a website and get connected so you can join this tour, which is going to be in November of 2017. But let's take a look. What happens when you go with Together for Israel with Scott Volk to Israel? This is a great overview. Take a look right now.
We began our tour at JFK Airport and took a flight from New York to Tel Aviv, Israel. After getting through customs at the airport, we all jumped on a bus and headed up the Mediterranean coast to a small town called Netanya. There, we checked into the Seasons, a beautiful seaside hotel. As we checked in, we were excited to find that many Jewish families were celebrating Hanukkah right in the lobby. The next morning, we hopped on the bus and headed to Caesarea National Park. Here, our tour guide, Tisha Michelle, talked about the many discoveries made throughout this area.
All the way back, you know, in the early 1900s, but in 1967 is when we excavated this theater. And so we uncovered this amazing theater from the time of Herod.
We then headed north to Megiddo, where the future Battle of Armageddon will take place. A short bus ride later, we found ourselves at the Mount of Beatitudes.
A thousand years ago, Jesus came up to this mountain and he gave us what we call the Beatitudes.
There we headed to the city of Tiberias on the Sea of Galilee, where we checked into our beautiful hotel. The next day we took a boat ride across the Sea of Galilee. We arrived on the shore of Capernaum, Jesus' hometown. There we saw the ruins of Peter's home and the synagogue that is located on the spot where Jesus actually worshipped. From there we went to the Jordan River where Jesus was baptized. Here's a group of men from a recent trip. We then went to Beit She'an and saw some amazing ancient ruins. During the tour, we visited the Holocaust Museum and the Shrine of the Book, where they keep the Dead Sea Scrolls. They even had a scaled-down model of the ancient city of Jerusalem. One of the very special places we visited was Gethsemane Garden.
Hineni is two Hebrew words, hine and ani. Hine is behold, ani is me.
We went to the top of the Mount of Olives where you can see the Western Wall. Visiting Jesus' tomb was an awe-inspiring event. The next day, we head south, starting with a swim in the Dead Sea. We continue south along the shores of the Dead Sea to Qumran, where the Dead Sea Scrolls were found. Then on to Masada, where Jews made their last stand against the Romans 2,000 years ago. A little further south, we encounter En Gedi, an oasis in the desert where David and his men hid from King Saul. The last day of the tour was spent exploring the old city known as Jerusalem. For Israel production.
So you're looking at, it's November the 7th through the 16th,2017, to join Israel, Together for Israel, Scott Volk, and the website is togetherforisrael.org. We'll have more details at VFNTV.com, but you got to plan now if you're going to be there. Oh, yeah. Listen, we're going to close out, instead of closing out ourselves in prayer, we're going to let our answered prayer close out in prayer, because Rabbi Marvin Ayer spoke specifically a prayer at the presidential inauguration. The president who would openly stand up for America, stand up for the Constitution, stand up for our safety, and stand up for Israel, as yes, we saw just take place.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.